Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favourite podcast, The Voice Note. I'm your host, Padraig Wilson-McCarthy. Absolutely delighted to have you here with me. Now, as you all know, I have a tendency to become obsessed with things for short periods of time. And if it's not, I don't know, multivitamins and hair growth products, it's cycling. And if it's not cycling, at the moment, it's solo travel. And it's all I've been talking about, really, and I'm very aware, and I'm probably unqualified to do so. Is there a name for a condition where you do something and you become obsessed with it to the point where it becomes your only personality trait for like 3 weeks? And then because you've got commitment issues, you can't commit to it and then you have to start again. If there is, let me know, because I'm diagnosing myself with it. And if there's not, let's call it Padraig Wilson-McCarthy syndrome, because my name is written all over it. Anyway, solo travel is my drug of choice at the moment. And as you all know, I headed to New York a few weeks ago and now I'm hooked. I am, however, not completely delusional, and I know I'm probably unqualified to talk about it, so I'm going to leave it to the experts. This week, I'm chatting to Tara Povey. If you don't follow Tara on Instagram, you need to. You'll get all the details about her handle in this week's episode, but Tara is queen of solo travel. So I put your questions to her and we had a chat about our experiences in the hope that we might encourage people to bite the bullet and go off and do it themselves. And if not, you're going to get tips on how to travel with your friends in this episode. So let's get into it. Tara Povey, welcome to The Voice Note.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Hello, delighted to be here.
Just to preface, before we get into it, travel is your thing, right? And very recently, as everyone will know, because I haven't stopped talking about it, I went on my first official solo trip. Now, what I should say is there has been one or two occasions where I've been abroad on my own. Once I was waiting for friends. I was meeting Kevin and PJ, my friends. They were travelling from London and I was travelling from Dublin. And it was just cheaper for me to go a day beforehand. So I was in Barcelona for like a day on my own. And then there was another time where I was at a wedding in Greece and there was like a day and a half or 2 days in between the wedding being over and everyone going home and my friends coming over and we were going to Mykonos. So I did like 2 days then and I really enjoyed it. But at the time I was kind of like, that was enough for me, right? Now, up until last August, I never went to the cinema by myself. Oppenheimer was the first time I ever went to the cinema by myself. I'm not typically very good at spending time on my own, but it's something that I've been working on. And then last October, I booked a trip to New York. And my thing was, I wanted to go on my own. First of all, because I've always wanted to go there. And I knew myself from history of going on holidays with my friends. We end up going out and then you have a lazy start the next day. And you look at half the stuff that you want to get done. And I wanted to get out and get it done. But that's my own experience. And I know that you're way more experienced. And that's why I have you here, right? So first of all, what I wanted to ask was just a bit about your experience in travel. Is travel something that you've always been interested in?
Yeah, like I've always been mad for travel. I think like my mom was like a frequent traveler. She whisked us around the place all the time, and I think I just got it off her. Like, and I kind of blame, like, I don't know, I was born in New Zealand and we brought us over to Ireland, and I was kind of doing like long haul from when I was a toddler, I suppose. So like, I don't know if I just have it in my genes or something. But yeah, like I just always loved it. Always, even in college, like I was doing solo travel trips and stuff like that. Like I spent a summer in New Zealand. I went straight off to South America once I finished college. Like, and I did that solo, which is crazy when I think about it now, because like, just going to show how old I am, but like phones didn't even have, like they barely had internet at the time. So like I had no Google Maps, like to be wandering around South America by myself. Like there was no Google Translate. Like it was wild.
Yeah, it's funny you say that now, because when I arrived in New York, I bought a SIM on Amazon and it just didn't work. And I had to get from the airport to my hotel without Wi-Fi. And I was thinking about it afterwards. I made it eventually, but like I had to stop in a few Starbucks and go in and just like rinse the place with Wi-Fi and stuff. And I was thinking, how do people do it with physical maps?
Like, it is mad.
It's insane.
You do it, like you just get through it like if possible.
It's interesting what you say as well about your mom and stuff, because like I was actually thinking that in my head. I was like, you must have been brought up in a household where travel was like made easy, because in my house it was the opposite.
Yeah, like my mom, I actually just wrote an article about this for RT the other day for Mother's Day, but like she was so spontaneous. Like she would just like book flights. She'd be like, pack your bags, girls, we're off tomorrow. She'd have nothing booked. Like she'd land in the airport in a different country, like not hotel booked, not a rental car booked. And she'd just go to like the information desk or something and be like, where do you recommend around here? And
that's unreal.
And then she'd just like ring up and see if anyone had a room, or she'd rent a car and we'd just drive until she found like a motel or something and just see if they had any rooms. Like she was so spontaneous. So I think that gave me like a really relaxed, laid back attitude towards travel. Like nothing ever seemed too scary or overwhelming for me, like growing up with travel.
Totally. Because I would say that that's not very typical. Like from my experience anyway, or like even thinking about my friends and stuff. Like if we went away, we went to the same place in Lanzarote every year for a week and a budget holiday. And then my parents bought a caravan in West Cork, and then we never went anywhere else after that then for like 20 years.
Yeah, I think that's most people. Like most people kind of do like that, like the sun holiday to the same place every year. And so it's only when they get a bit older and get more curious or something. And because also travel has become so much more accessible only recently, you know what I mean? It's become cheaper. Like the budget airlines didn't really exist for like our parents that much, so we have a lot more options, but that can be overwhelming for some people in the beginning, I think. Like
touching off on the solo stuff then, have you always just was that something that you had to make a conscious decision to do, or is it something that you always just did?
I think I've always been really independent, like, so I think it kind of came naturally to me. But I will say, like, I had little tasters, like, you know, like I went to the Gaeltacht a lot when I was younger.
Yeah.
So I think that gives you that little taste of kind of being away from home by yourself. And then, like, I just got sick of waiting for people, I think, you know, like when I went to South America after college, that was originally supposed to be with other people from college. But then, you know, like it didn't make it out of the group chat, basically. And I was like, well, I'm going, so see you later. Like, because I just hate the idea of holding myself back because of somebody else. Like, if I want to go somewhere, I'm just going to go. Like, I'm not going to wait for the timing to be perfect for, like, you know, there's no point in holding yourself back from seeing the world.
And I think that when you get into that mindset as well of like being like, fuck it, I can just go on my own, you the amount of opportunities that you open up for yourself. Because like even this week I went to Belfast on my own, which I would never have done before. Basically all my housemates, who are also my good friends, are gone skiing, and like I can't go because I first of all just came back from New York and I've got work.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be able to get it off, and I couldn't face them leaving yesterday because my FOMO was so bad. So I was like, oh fuck, I'll just take off for the day. But like even before New York, I probably wouldn't have done that. So I do think, like, you know, when you open yourself up to doing these things on your own, yeah, it's a different experience, but you get to see loads of more things.
Oh, 100%. Like there are so many benefits from solo travel like that. Like it gives you more confidence. So like the next time doesn't seem so scary. So you're more likely to go off and do it again. Like you meet new people, like you make connections that you would never make if you had gone in a safe group where you didn't need to make connections. Yeah. You know, like There's so many positives. Like, I think it makes you realize how capable you are as well, because before you might have relied on somebody else to do the planning, somebody else to, like, take care of other things, but then you have to do it all. So you realize actually you're really capable of lots of things. Like, it's so good for your confidence, I think.
It's pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, really, isn't it?
I found anyway that, like, you're more open to things when you're traveling solo. So like that, more opportunities come along and you're more likely to say yes to them because you're by yourself and you're like, well, let's see where it goes. And you kind of get in this
Yeah.
mindset of, like, exciting things being possible. Like, I've met so many people solo traveling. Some of my favorite, like, stories are from solo trips. Like, it's just more
Yeah.
exciting, I think.
What I found was, first of all, I didn't get annoyed once, right? At all in the 5 days that I was away in New York, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get annoyed once. And second of all, what was really nice about, now there were some times where I felt I would love to have shared this experience with somebody else for sure, but the pros far outweighed the cons. And there were some times where I'd be on the way to something and I would just change my mind. I'm like, actually, I don't want to do this. I want to go here instead. Or I would get up whenever I want. And those kind of things, I was like, this is so freeing. Actually, even those small things, besides being away, it's so freeing. Now, what I also will say is, while I was away, I vlogged it as well because, look, I suppose when you kind of dabble in content creation, as you know, you're always looking for more things to, like, I suppose, create. But I'm desperate for having 1,000 of the same clips in my camera roll or same photos and stuff, and never looking at them ever again. So I was like, look, I make little videos of it, and then I can always look back on these things as well. So I vlogged it, posted them, and I got really good engagement. Like, people were like, first of all, really supportive. And I got loads of questions in my DMs. I had loads of people, saying that they're thinking of doing it, and look, like, delighted to see that, like, there was some form of itinerary. There was people who were like, I could never do this. Like, oh my God, like, I'm actually so impressed or whatever. But
Yeah.
equally, there was people who were like, it's 5 days away, you need to relax. And I mean, I get that. And like, it's so relative for everyone. But I was shocked by the amount of people that were like, I'm actually really encouraged by it. There's some people that are obviously going to be still on the fence about it because it is a big step. Whether some people realize that or not. What would you say to somebody who's on the fence, doesn't know what to do, whether to go or not? Like, what would you say to them?
Yeah, well, okay, first of all, just do it. Like, if you have any little bit of interest in doing it, do it. Like, obviously it's not for everyone, and if you absolutely know you wouldn't enjoy it, then fine, you don't have to solo travel. But if a
Yeah.
little part of you is curious, just do it. Like, but there's loads of ways to make it easy. So, like, you could start closer to home, like the way you just went up to Belfast by yourself.
Yeah.
Someone could do something like that to kind of dip their toes in it, see how they felt just one little night away, even just the day, if they don't want to stay the night for the beginning. And then, like, the other options are you could do something like, obviously, stay close to home, like stay in Ireland, or go to Europe, like, so it's easy, you can get home if you don't like it. You can also join, like, group trips, which is a really good way if you're afraid of being, like, lonely and want someone to take care of things for you. So, like, you join a group trip like G Adventures or Intrepid, where there's loads of other solo travelers on it. And you get the kind of, like, itinerary taken care of. You don't have to think too much, but you
Yeah,
still have the independence of going by
totally.
yourself.
It's funny you say that too, because I did a G Adventures tour ages ago, but I was with my friend Keane at the time, right?
Yeah.
But we met loads of people who like that joined the tour and had been on trips by themselves and were just doing tours and maybe doing a couple of days here and there.
Yeah.
And it was such a safe. So we did Thailand and we met a few people who had done like different parts of Asia and stuff and had done them all on their own. And what I should say is, young female travelers as well, who, like, you'd be afraid. Like, I would have concern for some of my female friends going away as well,
Yeah.
but they like, first of all, they had a ball. But G Ventures was brilliant. They had everything
I
sorted
love
for
them.
you.
Yeah.
The accommodation was sorted. You had a tour guide for all of the time. Like, you weren't going to go to any dodgy restaurant and get like a sick stomach or anything like that. Like, they looked after you from start to finish, but you got the whole experience. And if you're stuck for time as well, I would say.
Yeah, you hit all the highlights of an area and it gives you a good taster. And then if you have extra time later, you can go back and visit wherever you like. Like, that's
Yeah.
exactly what I did when I went to South America first. I was like, right, I'll book myself a G Adventure. I'll find my feet and then I'll have a few weeks like of my own, just do whatever I want afterwards. And it was like perfect. So I definitely recommend that.
On another note, you said there about like staying local and stuff. I was thinking as well for some people, it might be a good idea. Like, if you're going somewhere, it might be good to go somewhere where you know someone's living. So, like, if you've got a friend living in Amsterdam, like, it's not a bad idea to maybe say, right, I'm going to go to Amsterdam for 3 or 4 days and I can meet them while I'm there.
Yeah, that is actually a really good tip as well. Like when I went to New Zealand for the summer when I was in college, that was an easy solo trip for me because I had family friends in New Zealand. So like if I was ever stuck or I didn't know what was going
Yeah.
on or scared, I could just call them up and I knew they were close. Like it's like a mini safety net, I guess.
There's just something comforting about knowing that there's someone that you know are there in case you need them.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's another great tip. If you know someone living somewhere else, that's a really nice way to start solo travel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And then the other thing I was just saying as well is one thing that I wouldn't skimp out on at all is accommodation. So like I paid a little bit extra for the accommodation. I probably could have got somewhere cheaper, but I wanted to make sure that when I was sleeping at nighttime that I wasn't waking up with a fright or just making sure that I felt secure in the room, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it that depends on the person. Like I've spent a lot of time in hostels and like a lot of people would be horrified by that, the thought of like, you know what I mean? But they definitely have, again, especially if you're a solo traveler, hostels can be like an amazing tool to like make connections, meet people. They always organize like free activities. They usually have like cheap meals and drinks and stuff like that in a good common area where you can make new friends. And you can even book like a private room in a hostel so you don't have like to share bathrooms or
You
share
get the
like.
luxury of like having all those activities organized for you.
Yeah, exactly. So you have your own room and the privacy, but then you also have like the community of like a hostel. And usually hostels have really good locations. So like, yeah, like I think, yeah, be careful with choosing your accommodation, but like there are lots of pros to places like hostels as well.
Like the more you look into it as well, like hostels are kind of gone a bit bougie, like.
They are totally boutique hostels and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some gorgeous hostels out there. I think back to when I was in Oz, and it was only a couple of years ago, and it was horrendous.
Like the YHA and stuff like that.
Oh, it was, and the one I'm going to reference is the YHA. I went to one in Sydney, and I was up at the very top floor. There was 12 people in the room, and I'd say out of 12, four of them were actually permanent residents in the room.
Oh, I don't know. I've still got friends that I met in hostels in different places around the world. Like I stayed in, what is it, like this, there's a hostel in London called St. Christopher's, and I literally went through a phase of just going over to London for a few weeks during the summer, staying in their 24-bed dorm and like having the time of my life with like people from all over the world who I still know now. So like there's, I don't know, I think especially in your 20s and if you're young and single, like hostels can be incredible. But I did also stay in a hostel recently in Barcelona, like only last year, just got like a private room. And because Barcelona could be really expensive, but and it was really good because like that they had the activities, the location was really good, but the room itself was like a hotel, so
Love it. It's kind of the best of both worlds, really.
I think so. Like, especially if you want to meet people, I think it's good.
What about in terms of places? So if for someone who hasn't done it before and might be saying, well, I'm not going to go to the States on my own just yet. And like there mightn't be enough things for me to do in Galway, but like
Okay.
what would you recommend people to do? Like if they wanted to dip their toe in, where would you recommend them they go?
I think like if you say you don't want to stay in Ireland, but you want to stay relatively close to home, I love like the Scandinavian countries.
Mm.
Like I just think like Copenhagen is really nice. Like Finland, Helsinki and Finland, like because everyone speaks English, so it's easy. Like and they're just really well run, safe cities. Or you could even literally just go to the UK. Like that's so handy and it's cheap. You know, if you hate it, you can literally just book a last minute flight home on Ryanair and like whatever, it's only going to cost you max like 40 euro or something. So there's like a
Are you more of a city break girl, or do you mind a beach holiday? What's your preference?
I'm definitely more of a city break person. I think I like the countryside too, but I do get a bit bored. Like I
Yeah.
wouldn't be just booking a trip to like Marbella or something to sit on the beach. It's just not ever really been my thing.
That's what I thought as well. I was thinking about it recently, about like maybe potentially going somewhere during the summer. And I was like, while I really enjoyed what I did, it would have to be something similar to that again, because I need to be kept busy and something to do.
Yeah, there's so much more to do, I suppose, in the city. That's
Yeah,
it.
but, and we're actually going to come to that, because someone asked a question similar to that in a while. But before we do, can I ask, before we move on, what do you think people's perception is of you when you go solo traveling? Because I think some people are very funny about it. Like, I felt as though some people felt sorry for me, or felt like that I had no one to go with, and it wasn't the case at all.
Yeah, I do think you get that. Like if like people's perception of you as a solo traveler is really just a projection of like how they would feel, I think,
Yeah.
going solo. But like I when I went to Orlando there last week just for a few days, the security guy at the passport control was like, "So do you know someone over there?" And I was like, "No." And he was like, "So why are you going by yourself?" And I was like, "'Cause I want to." Like
I'm a drug mule. Like, come on.
It's 2024, but yeah, I do get like a few. And when I'm single now, but when I was with my ex, like people used to be like, "Oh, why aren't you going with him?"
And would you still have went when you were with somebody else? Would you still go solo?
Yeah, well, because like say he was working and I wanted to go somewhere.
Babe, I love that, because if I'm single as well, but like if I ever get with someone, they're going to have to know that I'm going to need the time on my own.
Yeah, well, see, we were both like off super independent and we had jobs in different countries, so like you know it just made sense for us. But I have a few friends who would do that as well, like if they want to go somewhere and it, like one of them needs to be at home, like say they have kids or something, like they my friend actually she always just takes herself off on a solo break to London when she feels like she needs it, like because why
Yeah.
not, like
Yeah. It's perfect. And like, when you're that far away, you can't go home. Like, you know what I mean? So you get that break. They can't call you back, especially if you have kids.
Yeah, that's what people are looking for, I think. But
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly. And needed. So I got a few questions at the time when I was away. So I just wrote down some of them here, and we might run through them very quickly.
Yeah, no
So
problem.
some people were saying, a lot of people actually asked, how do you navigate going for drinks or going for food by yourself? And I kind of get it in a way, because for me, I'll go out and have lunch in Dublin on my own and I won't care. But when I
Yeah.
see somebody else, sometimes, and it's a projection of me, I know totally, I might feel sorry for them. Like, I would always tell my mom, like, don't ever let me know if you're going for lunch on your own, because if I thought you were on your own having lunch, I'd feel sorry for you. However, I actually really enjoy it myself.
Yeah, whereas like I know if my mom is having lunch by herself, she does not want anyone with her. She loves having lunch by herself. So
Yeah,
like
and she's dead right.
I'll just leave her alone.
Yeah. So if someone, if that was, and like, I can see why people would be, that would be something that would deter people. What would you say to
Yeah.
someone who's like wondering, like what's the best thing to do about going for drinks if you're away on your own, or going for dinner?
I mean, it's something that like once you do it once or twice, you kind of do just get over that and you realize that like nobody's looking at you. I think that's the main thing to remember.
Yeah.
Nobody is looking at you. Like everyone's got so much going on in their own lives that they just don't really care. Maybe they'll glance at you for a second, but after that, you're not even in their mind. You know what I mean? So like
Totally.
it just doesn't matter. But also, like, if you're really like uncomfortable, I would just sit at the bar with your drink, and then maybe the bartender will chat to you. You can get some local tips and recommendations for things to do and see. Like, so that's an easy one if you're in a bar.
That's a
At a
great tip.
restaurant, like, you're just gonna have to sit and be
Yeah.
confident in sitting there. But like,
Yeah.
if you're really like uncomfortable, you can bring a book. or just like if you don't want to be on your phone. But yeah, I would just use the time while you're eating to like, you know, plan what else you want to do with your day. Like that's what I would do.
That's a great tip. I found as well when I was on my own and I was eating on my own or drinking on my own, I noticed around me that there was more people on their own too. So like you realize that you're actually not the only one doing this. Yeah, some of them might be just on their lunch break from work, but like they're also on their, they don't know what you're doing.
You could be on your lunch break from work. Yeah, they don't know.
Exactly.
Like,
Yeah, not with my haversack, babe. You want to see me? I'm pure tour guide Barbie. Yeah, but that's a great tip. And also as well, like just remember that like what you're doing is you're paying these people for food. Like they're
yeah,
delighted with the custom.
exactly. And also, like, if you're single, every opportunity is a flirting opportunity. Like, I have gotten numbers in restaurants when I'm like by myself.
That. Now, I haven't ever gotten a number and I'm wondering fucking why, but anyway. The next one is do now, this is interesting, right? Because I shared this question and I responded to it already, but I want to address it again, right?
Okay.
Someone said, did you find yourself getting bored when you were away on your own? And I shared it and I was like, no, I didn't, right? But a lot of people got on to me and they were like, what a stupid question that is. And I was like, yeah, it is a stupid question. Like I was in New York, obviously I wasn't going to be bored, but I kind of get it. I kind of get it because I was thinking, well, when I'm on my own and I'm bored, that's when my intrusive thoughts start getting to me and I start to feel lonely and I'm kind of like my fight or flight kicks in. So I kind of get where they're coming from.
I think it's like it really depends on the type of person you are. If you're the kind of person who's happy to sit with their thoughts, who likes a lot of alone time anyway, like you're not going to mind. You know what I mean? You're just going to be used to it. Like, but if you're the kind of person who finds it hard to kind of sit still in silence and not talk to someone, like, you know, if you're sitting in your hotel room, you might find that like uncomfortable or something. But like, it's about knowing yourself and knowing how to fill your time. Like for me, I quite like a slow pace when I'm traveling. Like I don't plan like a full itinerary. I just go and like to see what happens, who I meet, whatever I find out about, and like where the wind takes me, basically. And I'll happily just spend the evenings like chilling in the hotel room by myself, watching something like and relaxing so that I'm ready for the next day. But yeah, I've never found it boring because I see like all the new people as like opportunities to meet new people, make new stories. Like, I don't know. For me, it can never be boring.
There's something even lovely about being somewhere else, sitting down with a coffee and just watching people. Like people watching is so interesting, such an interesting activity.
Yeah. And also, like, you can be whoever you want. Like, they don't know you. Like, you could be a whole new personality. You could take on a whole new story, like, the mystery of it. Like, it's
It's
very
massive
exciting.
main character energy. Everywhere I went, I was serving main character,
Yeah.
and I'm the subplot, like.
Exactly. And you could be a different person, like, every time, depending on your mood. I love it.
And like if you have fear, I suppose, of become like, you know, of being bored, just book something, get yourself out, get yourself busy.
There's a lot of Facebook groups and stuff like that as well for solo travelers, where if you really wanted to, you could meet up with people like in different cities who, so like they, you can post like saying, oh, I'm going to be in New York. Is anyone around? Like, do you want to meet up for a coffee? Or you could get on like, you know, the Bumble Friends one, and just see if anyone's around. You want to meet like new people in a city. So like, if you are the kind of person who gets bored in your own company, then you could organize something like that and just like obviously be safe with it. But it's like there's options out there.
There really is a whole community out there
Yeah,
that you don't even know
exactly.
exists until you start doing it. I love that. Last question is, someone was like, I want to go for the first time, but I don't know how long I should go for. I think they're afraid that if they go for too long, they mightn't be like that they might bottle it,
Yeah.
or if they don't go for long enough, then they mightn't get to do everything that they want to do. What would you say to someone in that situation?
I think like if they're really afraid of it, like shorter might be better because then you dip your toes in it, you see, and then you're like I would say 99% guaranteed you're gonna want to do it again. Like most people love it. I don't meet many people who've tried it and didn't like it. Like, but like I can see how like for your first solo trip, like planning like a 3 month itinerary around Asia and Australia might be a bit overwhelming. Like, or you could break it up. Like you could do a bit solo, and then, like you said, land in a country where you have friends, and then you can decide after that what, like, where you want to go and what you want to do.
And like, look, the thing about it is, start small. And if you come home and you're like, oh, I wish I did longer, well, that's a good complaint to have, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you can just do longer next time. Yeah, you know that
exactly.
Yeah.
Tara, before I let you go, you're doing 24 places to travel.
24 places to visit in 2024, yeah.
Do you know what I love about your stuff? It's just so colourful and vibrant. And you really make people want to go to these places when you realise it or not.
Oh, thanks.
It's brilliant. Do you want to tell people before we go where they can find you on social media?
Yeah, so you can find me on basically all social media at Where Is Tara blog, or Where Is Tara. You'll just find me on there. And yeah, I'm just doing a lot of travel and colourful bits. I've got a few trips coming up, so there'll be loads of content coming your way.
You're gone this week, are you again?
Yeah, I'm off on Tuesday. I'm going to Orlando for their big Mardi Gras festival in Universal. So like, they're going to have us on the floats throwing out beads and all stuff. Like, it's going to be amazing. And it's so colourful. So you know I'm going to have like a wild outfit as well.
I love that.
Then where am I going? I'm going on a road trip around North Carolina as well. So I just think that's going to be like mountain cowboys, that kind of vibe. So
I'm really looking forward to being influenced, babe. Come here, before you go, I know we're talking about solo travel, but I'd love to go on holiday with you. We'd have a great laugh.
Oh my God, stop. I'd love that. Where are we going?
We'll do a collab wherever you want to bring me.
Oh my God. Okay. Maybe we could go to, like, do you like cowboys? Should we go to like Texas or something?
Let's do it together.
Okay, let's do it.
Listen, Tara, thanks so much for chatting to me, babe. You're very good.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
And there you go, girls. Just like that, the world is your oyster. Now, I'm heading away again in 2 weeks' time. I'm kind of afraid now that I'm never going to go on holidays with anyone else ever again. But this time, I'm heading to Paris on a little solo trip. And I'm looking for recommendations. I haven't been there since I was a child. And I know that there's loads of do's and don'ts. So if you have any, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear them. Now, what I will say is, full disclosure, I love tourist traps. So if you're going to be like, oh, don't do this and don't do that, don't bother, because you better believe that my tripod will be taking pride of place next to the Eiffel Tower. If you want to reach out to me, my social media handles are podrick_WMC. Come on over, we'll have a laugh. Don't forget, if you enjoy the episode, you can give me a sexy little rating, and I'll be back in 2 weeks with the next episode of The Voice Note.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.